Would I be insane if I went to Mexico and erased the email?
If you're hearing our voices, it means it's time for It's This Meets That, the podcast where you watch the worst movies from trailer to end credits, scene by scene, so you don't have to, but maybe you should. I'm Russ.
I'm Jared.
No, I don't think so.
It's not about us.
It's not about us.
Right? Right?
Right? Right? Right? Right? Oh, no. Did we get drunk and send an email last night? No.
Listeners, if you're in Mexico, look out.
Great transition, because that's the entire plot point of our next movie. Look at that.
Right.
Holy that's like we planned that.
Good intro.
Okay. I got an idea for the next time we do this.
Yeah, pat ourselves on the back.
All right. So we're back. We're kicking off a new movie, Teardown. This is our trailer trash episode. So yeah. So we watch trailer. This is the beginning of us watching the entire movie from scene. I already explained it. So let's just do this. What movie are we watching?
Podcast, yeah.
Yeah.
What are we watching? Listeners, you've probably been a long time listener at this point. We're not getting a lot of new ones.
No, I don't think so. I think we got who we got. We got our.
So we appreciate you.
Yeah, we do. Buy a shirt. Okay. So what's this movie we're doing? And
Desperados.
Ooh, not to be confused with the Antonio Banderas, Selma Hayek flick Desperado.
See?
Back in 1995. Which nope, was fun.
This one's plural.
Yes, it's multiple Antonio Banderas's. Antonio Banderas's? Banderas's, yeah.
Banderas's.
Or Banderai?
Banderai, yeah.
Banderai. Antonio Banderai, if there's multiple Banderas's together. Okay.
So the premise of this one, a panicked young woman with her reluctant friends in tow rushes to Mexico to try and delete a ranting email she sent to her new boyfriend.
I mean, that's it. To her new boyfriend. Okay. Yeah. We're going to have to be careful of our accents this one, I think.
Yeah,
no accent. Them. Yeah, no accent work, I think.
Unless
this
it's
one.
Like Brooklyn?
Yeah. Yes.
Where are they from originally?
I think they're in L.A.
L.A.
Yeah.
We'll do an L.A. accent.
Yeah. Right? I don't know what an L.A. accent
work on
is.
It.
Yeah. Yeah. Part one. We're working on for part one.
Yeah, yeah. We're all Rams fans here.
Oh, bro. What you doing, bro? You going down to Mexico?
We'll go ask the Rams what an LA accent sounds like. They've been there forever.
We'll be cautious of our accent work. Before we get into the trailer, what is fan service?
There isn't any. Unless you talk about the people who text you. No, like my sister and my friend Ricky. Shout out to Ricky.
Ricky.
If you are listening and you are not one of those people I just said who talks to me about the podcast, you can be one of those people that talk to me about the podcast.
Don't can be.
That's right.
Don't Mexican, right? Let's do this.
Yep. Cut that.
That's okay, right?
It's fine. Yeah, send us an email. It's thismeetsthat@gmail.com or just text me 650-2180.
I'm gonna blurp that out.
Shoot me a text and talk about the podcast, please.
At first I was like, why is he just listing up a string of numbers right now? And I was like, wait, is that actually his phone number?
That's right. Listeners, don't make me beg, baby.
Don't make him beg.
I gave you my phone number. Just send me a message. But yeah, no fan service today.
I think I'm going to have fun with that. I think I'm just going to bleep out like three numbers.
Perfect.
Maybe four numbers and see how long it takes for someone to guess, figure it out.
This turns into a puzzle podcast.
I love it. Yes, we are. Yeah, it's a puzzle, I guess. Okay, cool. That's great.
Destined to be a puzzle cast.
And destined to Jared having to change his number, probably. Okay.
Yeah, it's been the same for like 16 years. Good run.
Yeah, it's a good time to mix things up a bit.
That's right.
Okay. Well, should we get into the trailer?
Might as well.
All right, so this comes in hot with some really stupid music and some with the clap beat kind of rom-com-y.
The perfect rom-com.
There's like so much cheese on the plate right now. It's pretty bad. The vibe, we were talking about this before, the vibe this movie gives us is, long-time listeners will know, our Thanksgiving episode.
Very Thanksgiving vibes. Yeah.
Was that the name of the movie? I think it was. It was called Friendsgiving.
Friendsgiving. Friendsgiving.
Yes. When you do, when you've done so many episodes and you don't have a research assistant. Wait, do we have a research assistant? Are we hiring one, I think, this year? Yep. We have two positions open, research assistant and
We employ a lot of people.
We do, actually. It's crazy. We are supporting the economy. We had another role open after the Lindsay Lohan.
We don't really have somebody to do that right now.
No, so we need someone to research assistant assist for us. We also have another role open for VP of something after the Lindsay Lohan movie.
Might have been for VP just of, Todd's role. I don't know.
Might have been for Mark for product. Okay, anyways,
just Todd has not been doing well.
Let's just say we're hiring. Text Jared if you're interested. Okay. So
that's right.
All right, so we're hot stupid start with stupid music.
What would Glenn
music. Say? Glenn, he would just be, are you kidding me? Let's just do something
Rest
else.
Rest in peace, buddy.
Yeah. He had some ideas for this AI stuff, and we're like, Todd? That's not even his name.
That'll never happen.
Glenn.
Yeah, no, Todd's a product guy. Just right. Todd.
Just Todd. Glenn is a host that never came to be.
Right. The third host, our third best friend.
Our third best friend. Poor Glenn. But anyways, so then hot start to this, but it's got the feel of where my point was Friendsgiving. It's got that same vibe where it feels like it was shot on someone's like you had like this just barely out of date Sony hand cam kind of thing, like not a real camera, film camera, or like, you know, something that feels real.
Yeah like a Netflix box. So
yeah, it feels like a yes, it's like here's $10 so you have 10, you know, for your friends, go shoot a movie kind of vibe to it.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Go to the Best Buy.
Yes, pick up their best camera and move along.
No, you might not be able to tell. Ask the Best Buy guy. He'll help.
Netflix is like, go on, make us some content now. Okay, so yeah, here we are. Then we get a spring break ashtray.
Yep, spring break ashtray, which I love, which is a key plate now.
Key plate, because who smokes? Am I right? Come on. Yeah. If you smoke, come on.
Listeners,
don't
smoke.
Don't smoke.
Tobacco.
And tobacco, right. Leaving it at that.
Or meth?
Or crack?
There's lots of bad things you can smoke. Yeah. Don't smoke just smoke pot.
Just watch some DARE videos. You'll know which the list you shouldn't be doing, okay?
Yeah. Oh, we're off to a great start today.
This is feeling good. All right, so we had a key holder. We got three BFFs, right? And then we got...
You're doing a monologue. Like, by the time I'm 30, I thought it would be married and whatever else, right?
Well, it's the classic, the BFFs hanging out, having some red wine and shitting on dudes, right? And there's also a photo of like, man, am I right? Come on. And then there's like a photo of them with one dude whose face is scratched out and it says cheater written on it, which, by the way, if you're going to do that and frame it, that seems a bit much.
It does seem like a bit much.
It seems like if you're doing that, maybe you should take that down, because that's probably why no one's. Yeah. Anyways.
Okay. Yeah. Just throw that picture away. Don't frame it.
don't frame it. Just throw it away. Use Google Images to erase the person.
Also a good option.
Right. When in doubt, Google it. So then she's doing a joke about take a year. Her friend's like, why don't you take a year off from dating? And she's like, what? While my ovaries grow rust and barnacles, which is what a solid image of ovaries. But no, I don't think that's how that works. We're not
listeners. I'm not a doctor, but I do play one on TV.
We're not Scientologists, so we don't know.
That's right. That's right. However, can confirm that's not how this works.
Yes, can confirm. I'm pretty sure. I took eighth grade biology, and I'm pretty sure that's not how ovaries work.
I took AP bio.
So. Whoa! Look at the brads on Jared. Look at the brains on Jared. The brads on Jared.
Look at the brads on Jared. That's right.
All right.
Who knows, Brad's is a sub for smarts.
That's right. It never is.
Yeah. So we get a title card, Netflix film.
We're almost there. This is about 13 seconds.
Are you going to do more before Netflix film?
No. No, and I just wanted to comment that the music that changes now when the Netflix film title card comes up just feels so just not genuine. It just feels so like fake and so just...
Yep.
They don't care. They don't care about you. You know, kind of.
That's right.
It's music that just says, I don't care about you. You know,
they don't care about your happiness.
No. So don't fall.
Not
for
like
it.
We do.
No. God, we love your happiness.
We do.
Yes.
Oh, God. That's all I think about.
I woke up in the middle of the night thinking about everyone's happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cold sweat.
City shot. I guess that's LA. I don't know. I didn't know there was like a water type area that close to LA, but their passports show that they're from LA. Like, right? Because the closest water to LA is the ocean. And this was like, you know, I'm
right.
Right. You've been to LA, right? It's just cars. Tahoe?
Are they in Tahoe? It's Tahoe just, skyscrapers?
There's just cars in LA. There's nothing on a highway. So there's no room for water.
Oh, there's the aqueducts there.
Oh, yeah, the aqueducts. Yeah. Yeah. As we all know, in Chinatown, it's all about water. Anyways, all right. So
I thought it was Miami.
At first, I was like, is that Austin? I was like, no, there's palm trees. And which was like, could Austin have palm trees? No. Maybe
Austin definitely has palm trees. Yeah.
I was like, did they film it in Austin and play it off as LA? Cause there's that body of like that little lake right by Austin. That's really nice. Anyways.
Fake. All fake.
All fake. It's all CG.
Did you know that? Did you? No. It might be real, but did you know there are no lakes, no natural lakes in Texas? Not one. Any lake in Texas is man-made. Isn't that crazy?
That's wild. But when you say that feels right.
It's true. My brother-in-law is an outside guy in Texas.
Is he?
He's an outdoorsman in Texas.
He's a lake mologist.
Yeah, shout out to Sam who doesn't listen to the podcast, but
son of a,
he's a lake mologist in Texas in Austin.
Really?
Yeah. There's no natural lakes in Texas.
See, here's the thing. You can't, a little side right here. I don't think you can trust this. You can't trust a state that doesn't have any natural lakes.
No. I agree. Couldn't agree more.
Right? Okay.
Yeah. So Ricky lives in Texas too. Sometimes listener. Shout out to Ricky.
Ricky,
tell us about lakes.
Yeah. Go swimming in your not natural lake and let us know how that feels.
Probably nice.
It probably feels nice. You don't have to worry about like
the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe with a nice planned beach or something instead of like rocks and trees and stuff.
So I know, but then where do they just dig deep? All right. If someone knows about lakes,
you just dig deep.
If you dig deep enough, you're going to hit water sooner or later, right?
That's right. That's what Rocky always said.
The boxer or
the boxer. Yeah. Yeah.
Or the moose.
No.
No, wait, that's Bullwinkle. Wait, that's he was a squirrel. Rocky was a squirrel. A squirrel. Okay. All right. So we've determined the city.
We just got past a Netflix film.
The city shot is of either Austin, Texas, Miami, Mexico City, because that's where I think most of this film is actually filmed.
I think it's in Cabo.
Yeah, Cabo, but that's just like a resort area, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not like a city with size. I don't know. I've never been to Mexico, so.
I've been to Cancun, which is the other side of Mexico.
I'm picturing you at like spring break at like MTV spring break down in Cancun.
No, I went for work. I'm just picturing this past year is the first time I've ever been.
Like, I'm thinking like way back, like TRL days, you know, just, you know, you hanging out there at spring break. Like
eight. I was like, spring break, baby.
Let's go.
Pass that bong.
One of the acceptable things to smoke. All right. So she's our main character. Her name is Wesley, by the way, just so you know.
Mm, cool.
Yeah.
In real life or in the movie?
No, in the movie.
Okay.
The actress, I'm forgetting her name. She was on SNL for a long time. We'll get to in part one. Stick around till next week, everyone. You'll hear all about it.
I only recognize one person.
I think she was also in The New Girl. Is that true?
Maybe, because that's what Lamorne Morris is in, the one person I recognize, which is coming up in this next scene.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So there's a whole, I think. All right. So anyway, so we're on a blind date. She has a blind date. So now we're on, she meets blind date guy.
Lamorne Morris.
Okay. I don't know him. I've seen him before. I know his face, though.
New Girl.
Okay. I don't watch New Girl, but I'm sure
he's the main character on it. A main character, like in the apartment with the crew.
Okay. All right. That's good. So they're having a date, and he's immediately like, hey, sorry. This is bad timing for me. I have cancer. He doesn't say that. He's just like, no. I don't know. Who would say that?
The timing just isn't right.
Who would go on a, who goes on a blind date and does that, though?
I've probably done that. On like a Tinder date. It's like a nice way to say I'm not interested. And you're like, oh, you know, like just don't want a relationship right now.
The timing, that's your way out, is the timing isn't right. I think you just
I don't need a way out anymore. I'm married, but way back when that was my way out. Yeah.
These are sometimes your TRL days. I'm a coward. Obviously when you're Cancun, you were just like, The timing isn't right.
Yeah. Listen, babe, I'm eight.
I'm eight.
It's not going to work out between us.
Meanwhile, mine was like, I have cancer. I have to go.
Yeah, and everyone's like, Jesus.
Jesus. Like, don't worry about it. It's fine. Yeah, this just seems weird. I think you just finish the date nicely and then just, you know, over text. A blind date, you can be like, hey, this, yeah, not going to work.
That's a totally reasonable stance. You're not wrong. Okay. But.
But anyway, so she leaves in a hurry and she's like, what? And she's all drunk, I think, or confused, or maybe who knows.
Drunk
she's
and
like,
confused, probably.
Drunk and confused. She's going down a hallway out of the restaurant she was just in. And
yep.
Then she like falls. She's got her phone out. She's doing all these things. We've talked about this before. Don't do things while you're phoning. Okay.
That's right. It's a hard fall.
It's a like wicked.
She gets knocked out.
Yeah.
And there's like, we've also discussed on the pod. That's bad for your brain. Don't get knocked out.
Yeah, so she falls and she hits her head on this like concrete sidewalk. It's pretty clear. Yep. And then she's like kind of, you know, a little out of it. And then we get some like the fairy tale music and her eyes get into focus and we got the dude, the
classic
guy.
Harp.
Right?
Yeah. Jared Sterling, which great
what
name.
What a solid name, right? Jared Sterling, definitely made up.
He's a Jack Efron knockoff, right?
Yeah, pretty much. So I don't remember his name. Stick around for part one to hear all this stuff, this information. Yeah. But he is the guy that is on that show called Upload on Amazon.
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah.
I did not recognize that guy. I have face blindness, listeners. In case we haven't talked about it in a while.
It's been a while.
Very mild.
Yeah, very mild case of face blindness. Yep. So that's that guy. Yeah. And yeah.
I love that guy.
He's funny. It was a completely not offensive TV show to watch. I recommend it. Upload.
Yeah, season two kind of fell off, but
yeah, I don't know if I watched that part too.
Anyway,
season two. So she's kind of like, oh, who are you? And he's like, Jared Sterling. And then we cut to the BFFs talking about like what she knows about this guy, and they're doing like a yoga.
What do you really know about this guy?
What's that thing where you hang in the sheets from the ceiling that a lot of women do? I should say people, but it's a majority of women do these things where they hang and spin around the sheets.
I do know the thing because one of my coworkers used to do that.
Yeah, that's what they're in a class after. It's a yoga class slash one of these hanging in the sheets.
Classes. Hanging in the sheets. That's right.
Just hanging in the sheets. That's
we'll never think of it. Listeners, send us an email because I refuse to look it up.
I am not looking that up. Hanging in the sheets. That's what hanging I do every Sunday morning. Sheets. Just hanging in the sheets.
Yep.
Damn it. Anyways, and she's like, oh, okay, you know, what else do we need to know? He wants kids. He owns a duvet cover, and there's shots of them making out on a couch. And
what do I want?
Yeah, what else do I need to know? And we cut directly to dinner, right?
It's doing like a quick back and forth while she's saying that to them at dinner, like going on a nice fancy date. And at dinner, he's basically just like, you know what? You might be the perfect girl.
Now, key words here, might be. I think you just got to go right in and commit to it.
Right.
Coward. You are. Yeah, coward. Jared Sterling, if that's your real name.
But then an alarm goes off and it's the next morning, right?
Yeah, it's like a classic like alarm, which doesn't make any sense because there is no alarm by her bed. It's just her phone. And we got like a little pop-up notification thing, which I'm curious if I'm going to be annoyed by this with this entire movie. They do like a little boop-bloop, like a little pop-up video thing where it says, you've got 31 email notifications.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden it cuts
to are you going to be annoyed by this?
Because it'd be like a pop-up. I think that's going to happen a lot, I think, in this movie.
Yeah. It's just going to annoy you.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were going to get into that or like why it would annoy you. But
I don't have to.
Fair enough. It's not like we have a podcast where we explain things we're doing.
I think we've explained enough, all right? Texas has no natural lakes. Get out of here. We've explained much. Listeners have learned something today. Yes. I'll explain it in part one. So
okay, look at the Brads on this guy.
Yeah. Part two. No, not even part one. Part two. Big teaser. Mm-hmm. I'll explain why I don't like that in part two. Okay,
great. When we ameliorate, probably, right?
Right. I'll be like, get rid of this, and I'll tell you why. So, yeah, then she's like, she got sad BFF moment, or she's just sad in the couch. She's in her PJs. Yep. That's clearly when you're sad, she's a wreck. She hasn't showered in days. She probably eats pizza and drinks whiskey, right?
The best.
That sounds like a regular Wednesday night for me.
Oh, like I was going to cook dinner after this. Now I'm like, should we just get pizza?
Oh, man. Maybe I'll just get a pizza.
Right. Something to think about.
All right. Let's get to this.
Jared's ghosting her. That's why she's upset.
Yes. You are ghosting her.
No, not me.
Yes, it is you. And she's like, I'm going to do an email. And her friend's like,
I'm going to do an email. And everyone's like, yes.
Let's
do an email.
Email. Let's go. Fire up that Outlook, and a little wine, a little whiskey, and a little email.
Subject line, in case you were wondering, ... Great start.
That's
yeah. And the rest of the emails are wreck. I don't even want to get into it.
Yeah, that one might just get, I'm prognosticating already.
That would be very funny. I know exactly where you're going with that. That would be funny. I would laugh at that, yes. Genuinely. It won't happen.
It won't happen. No.
Yeah, it's good writing.
Let's see if we're thinking the same thing when we get there. All right, so we get some wine, whiskey, and emails. Boom. She goes on to write this email that I'm sure she'll regret. We all regret those emails when you're drunk. Yep. Don't do it. Yep. I don't know if that's a C. Is that a safety tip somewhere? Don't drunk email?
Yeah. No. Right? If I recall, I believe it was number...
It's in there. I know it's in there.
It was pretty high up. I think it was like 114.
Pretty high up. Yeah. I mean, it is a big, tome, right? Of information.
It was never send emails to one night stands from Mexico while you're drunk.
Yeah, that's it. That's right. That's what it is. how did I forget that one? You know,
how could you forget?
John 3:16, basically. All right. Yeah. So she's like going
that
on
one's,
about
that one's like don't eat pocket scallops, right? John 3:16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds about right.
Okay.
So she's going on this email, drunken email. She's going on about talking about penises and vaginas and how his dick is bad, and there's more emojis and pop up notifications on the screen that just the viewer sees, you know.
Yeah.
And then basically the ladies are just having a nice red wine. Let's let it rip fest, you know. This guy sucks. Let's rip, right? And hit send.
Yeah. They all are guilty now. They all contributed. This is everyone's fault.
Yes.
Just wanted everyone to know it's everyone's fault.
Because we know in the movie she's going to use this against them to make them come with her.
Yes.
Like, yeah, but you guys added to this too. I'm like, well, we just, you know. Yeah.
Yeah. Spoilers for 2 minutes from now when we say that.
Oh, did they actually say that?
But.
Yeah, they will. Yeah. All right, so then we cut to black, and then we get a phone call, and we get Jared is calling her, and he's like, from the hospital, he's all banged up, neck brace and everything.
He's got a neck brace, horrible.
Yeah, and he's been in a car accident, and he's like...
I was in a bit of a car accident.
Yeah, bit of a car accident. I'm in Mexico. My phone is at the resort. I'll call you when I know more. Mm-hmm. I think it's just got a life lesson here, just... assume the worst of something, you know, if someone did ghost him, maybe they got into a car accident, you know, maybe that person who I think it's
assume the best.
Assume the best. Right. Yeah. Right.
Give everyone a little grace, you know,
right. Give a little bit of a breather, you know, that car in front of you is driving real slow and taking that right turn really slowly. Maybe they got like a really fancy cake in the back seat and they don't want to knock it over, you know, just be like, hey, don't lay on your horn. Don't, you know, be a jerk.
Just give everyone a little grace, a little more kindness in the world. That's what this podcast is all about.
It's all about the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. Pay it forward.
Pay it forward.
I saw that movie.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah.
We definitely use it in a pitch. I think at some point, listeners, if you know what movie we use that for a pitch, email us and we'll send you something cool.
Yeah. My money's on Green Lantern, but listeners, confirm it, because I don't remember at all. I'm just making up Green Lantern. Shout out to Green Lantern. I know he's out there listening.
Where the real Green Lantern. Where the darkest light shines upon. Anyways. he's like, I'll call when I know more. I'm in the hospital.
She's mortified.
Yeah. But here's the plot, right? If she basically sums up right here. If he reads that email, my life is over.
Mm-hmm. Been there. So she tells all her friends and they're like, would I be insane if I went to Mexico and erased the email? And one friend is like, yes. And one friend is no.
That's what friends are for.
Guess what we're doing?
we're going to Mexico. So
passport montage.
Boom. We're all getting stamps on our LA passports. Well, US passports, but they're all from LA. And we get some shots of the sweet resort in Mexico that they landed into. Yeah, it looks great. I'd go there on vacation.
Yep. Mexico on a mission.
We get a quick line here. The friend is like, hey, please tell me you have a plan to find what room he's in. And she's like, one friend's like, she doesn't have a plan. She never has a plan.
She never has a plan. You hate to see it. You got to have a friend with a plan.
Yeah, you have to. I'm usually that guy sometimes. Yeah, most of the times. Right? Yeah.
That guy here at the podcast.
I know. We all have a plan.
Yeah, Glenn ITM was Tron does like tries to, you know,
yeah.
assert his plans sometimes. And we're like, listen, AI global dominance is not for another 8 or 9 years.
Yeah.
Get
So
out of here.
yeah, get out of here, ITM Tron, jerk.
Let the people run the show.
Yeah, seriously, Glenn, he didn't have a plan.
No,
we got
that is fact.
R.I.P. All right, so then we got another title, another title card. How far? And then it goes into like kind of quick stuff here, right? And she runs into the guy.
Lamorne
she,
Morris is back.
Yeah, he's back. She runs into him at the, you know, the guy, yeah, the guy she went on a blind date with. She runs into him at this resort, and they go on about. She goes on about some fumbling,
I'm not
awkward
here
joke.
Because I'm obsessed with you. I'm here because I'm obsessed with that other guy.
Yeah, it's like yeah. Okay, all right,
totally works. Totally works.
Title card. Would you go? I know we got a shot of the BFFs dancing, and this is where it goes kind of quick from here, right? We got getting a drink tossed in her face. We got friends cheersing. We got
she's naked at the bar for some reason.
Yeah, wrapped with like seat cushions from like a, I don't know.
Yeah, doesn't chair. Make any sense. Lounge chair.
Her getting electrocuted by a fence. I guess this is like a Jurassic Park type of situation. Maybe they're all being held on this island.
Guy being like, ooh. Love to see it.
Yeah, she no me gustas that. And then we didn't come this far. This is a pretty good line. I like this line. We didn't come this far to only come this far.
That's right.
That's true. And then it's intercut with more hijinks, though. So we got like old people's. Yeah, sure. Old people's at
old
tables.
People's. Yeah,
old people's at tables. Mm-hmm. That's many people's. Like her collapsing, her friends holding her up. We got a missed high five between the friends. We got a dolphin attacking her.
Yeah. Lamorne Morris is shocked and scared.
Yep. And then they're in a Jeep together and they're dodging a goat and they flip the Jeep over.
Well, when we say they, we're talking about our hero here and Lamorne Morris. So
yes.
Like they end up doing adventures together without the friends at some point.
Right. And then we get this line, you're in a Mexican jail. And there's a friend telling her and she's, and there's like the blind date dude there. And she's like, do you want me to dwell on that or rise above it? And the friend rightfully says,
dwell on that.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be in Mexican jail.
No, you shouldn't be. And we get a wide shot of the resort and the seawall. And it says title card Desperados.
Which there was like another minute left in the trailer. And I expected like a joke scene. Nothing. Ends with a nice title card, which I like.
The old Netflix.
And then like a Netflix. Yeah.
Yeah. July 3rd.
I expected something in between.
And that's it. That's the entire trailer. We just walked you through it scene by scene. So how do you feel about that?
Like the episode, like we said, we would.
Yeah. See, there are some promises we do.
We've kept most of the promises.
Well, we still have a board game.
We have merch. Tour.
We have merch. We have clothing. Damian Marchetti is pumped about that.
Yeah.
Okay. We're building
all
the staff
all the time.
That's true. Yep. Okay. All right.
Yeah. We've got a team. We got a crack team.
Yeah.
Many employees.
Many. And we're looking for more. So
we're always hiring.
Always hiring.
In this economy, you're getting growth like nuts.
That's what we do here. Growth, baby.
Yeah. It's all fake, baby.
Nothing's real. Don't worry about it.
Cash all the way down.
All right. So is it time to Jared and Russ prognosticate?
I think so. So we can just say what we were both thinking, right?
Go for it.
Would have been funny.
Yeah.
The email went to spam.
Yeah.
And we never would have read it anyway. I knew exactly as soon as you were like, wouldn't it be? And I was like, yep. And the whole thing was like they didn't have to do any of this.
Yeah.
I would like that.
Do you just think,
like, invalidate the whole movie?
Do you think that's what's going to end up happening?
No, I don't. I think it'll be much clumsier. I think that he'll end up like having to, he'll end up reading the email anyway, despite their misadventures trying to, you know, delete it. And he'll be like, oh, I'm super not interested. You're a crazy person. And she'll be like, well, I'm not interested anyway. I'm into Lamorne Morris again. And that's what I think is going to happen, obviously.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's the truth. But the going to spam thing would be kind of great.
It would be great. Knock off Jack Efron is too perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you can't
work
that.
Out.
No, you can't be that perfect and work out a rom-com. I'm sorry. That's just not, it's not how it works. So,
what do you wish happens?
Now, what I wish happens. Oh, I'm so glad you asked. What I wish happens, and I think could also potentially happen, is when she falls out of her blind date and hits her head.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Yeah, we're doing the old, it's a coma for the rest of the movie. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Classic easy tropey. Let's just, you know, so she's...
It was a dream.
It was a coma dream. She didn't dream the entire time where... She goes to Mexico. She's actually married to the Jack Efron knockoff guy. And he's actually by her bedside the entire time while she's in the coma. It's like while you're sleeping, right?
Yeah.
She goes to Mexico to find him, and she gets trapped in this resort that is actually like a survival resort where people are like hunting other people inside of it, and they think it's like a we're gonna go on vacation resort, but she's actually like, because there's like electric fence. Who has electric fence on a resort? Like, you don't. What do you need electric fence for?
No. Well,
to keep things out or to keep things in.
Interesting. Interesting. Is it going to be like Gamer? Is it going to turn into Gamer? Is it a prison?
I think it might be a prison of the mind, Jared. A prison of the mind.
Okay. I was also thinking a prison of the mind.
I like it.
Separately, I also thought she was going to be in a coma.
Oh.
But
it's a classic ITMT move there.
That's right, of course. At the end, we find out it wasn't her coma dream. It was all Tommy Westfall's snow globe. Classic.
Classic. Okay. All right.
It's inevitable.
Yeah. I mean, it's inevitable. And I think that's it. And I think, at the end of mine, I think she gets, no, you know what? I don't think she gets out of the coma. I think the guy just leaves her and he ends up marrying one of the friends.
Yeah. And in mine, she stays in the coma also, but the snow globe falls on the floor and breaks.
Or even more so, she's in this coma. And I think that the guy that's in the photo in the opening of the trailer, that his face is scratched out, is actually this guy.
Oh, it's like a time. It's a time travel coma.
It's a time travel coma. So,
like
yes.
A Wizard of Oz. Like,
yes, meets a time travel movie. Meets something.
You were
else.
There, mm-hmm. And you were there.
The photo is gonna come back, and it's gonna be like, oh my god, it's his face. He was a cheater the entire time, but they don't know because she was in a coma and she forgets, and then she's
it's the
still,
perfect crime. Well, can't wait. I mean, now I'm excited about this movie.
I mean, I can push this even further too if you want.
Please, yeah.
I think the blind date guy. What's his name again?
Lamar Morris.
I think he's actually been sent into her mind while she's in this coma, kind of Inception like, to try and tell her that like her real husband in real life, she's in a coma, she's trapped in this mind prison, is the cheater, and when she wakes up, she can't go back to him because he's going to do all these things to try. Because
he murdered their kids.
Yes, correct. Lake. Obviously, in the lake in Texas, which is
fake.
Yes.
Incredible. So wait,
is it hot in here or is it just me?
Woo.
Someone else sweating in here?
We're on fire.
Give me something else. What do I got? Give me some papers to sign. Let's go.
Yeah, let's do some taxes.
I gotta do my taxes next, so are we done?
I think so, yeah.
Nailed it. Okay, well, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with a full breakdown of this. I can't wait to see this movie now.
Yeah.
In the meantime, there's things you can do, though. One, you can go on social meds.
Only one.
Yeah, Instagram, right?
Only one, really.
Yeah,
stop saying the other one. Let's delete it from the outro.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just getting rid of it. You're right. You know, just go to Instagram. We're at it's this meets that. And there, that's where you can go and you can find out all the things you can do while you're listening to us. We literally give you examples of things you can do in the real world while you're listening to us.
That's right.
You can and then subscribe to us wherever you're listening, anywhere,
please. Thank you. Well, except Google Podcasts. As this episode comes out, Google Podcasts is dead.
We're on YouTube Music now, I guess, and YouTube.
That's right,
literally on the internet. Just Google and it's this meets that and you'll find us. Seriously.
That's right, that too.
Like, just make
maybe
it
put
easier.
Podcasts after it, because sometimes people will be like, oh, that's just words, and you're like, no, it's not.
No, it's not. It's us. We're not just
not
words,
just words.
Okay? We're more than that. We're flesh meat human beings.
That's right, flesh words.
Yes, this is, I guarantee you, not entirely generated by AI yet.
So far.
So close, just so close.
Yep. Or you can write a review if you don't want to do Russ's stuff, but you want to do my stuff. Like, you just wait. I bet there's listeners out there who are like, oh, you know what? I'm going to hang on for that last minute or so when Jared really takes the outro off the rails. Like, Russ usually starts it off the rails and then we'll bring it home like even worse.
Yeah.
Like, it's the worst outro of all time, right?
Yeah. No, I've heard worse.
Yeah. But like, I bet there's a listener out there who's right now just waiting for me to say, write a review.
Edge
somewhere.
Of their seat.
Yelp, Apple, Spotify, scream it into the void. Go up to your roof. Just shout it to anyone that will listen.
Text it to Jared. You might have his number if you solve the puzzle.
Text me. Tell me I'm good.
Yeah. Want to play a game? Just solve his number.
It's perfect.
Yes.
Or send us an email. I already said that also. That one we won't bleep, probably. Unless you really want to. isthismeetsthat@gmail.com.
Can we do a Saw movie, by the way? Is there one that's under? Did you see the newest one? Saw X is like 85% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Like, I heard they brought it back. Yeah.
Yeah. Bro, talk about bringing it back. It only took you 9 movies.
Incredible. Yeah. No, there's bound to be one that's under 30, right?
Yeah. We're going to hunt for it. Maybe next.
Like, well, 6, maybe.
Yeah, probably 6. I don't know. Maybe the one with Chris Rock, because that seems weird, but let's go for it.
Chris Rock was in a Saw movie?
Yeah. Like, it was like this offshoot one or whatever. I don't know. Yeah. He plays a detective. What a world. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. So do that or go to the website. You don't want to do any of those things. No. Just go to itsthismeetsthat.com and buy a t-shirt or listen to an old episode. We talked about a bunch of old episodes this episode. How many times can I say episode? Green Lantern?
Episode.
3 episodes.
3.
All those other movies we talked about, at least 3 episodes.
More episodes. That's like 9 episodes right there, because 3, yeah.
God, so many episodes. Go listen to them. It's thismeetsthat.com. For the love of God.